Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "To trust God in the light is nothing, but to trust Him in the dark, that is faith."
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Cindy Hess Casper. Cindy writes, "As we exited the parking lot, my husband slowed the car to wait for a young woman riding her bike. When Tom nodded to indicate she could go first, she smiled, waved, and rode on. Moments later, the driver from a parked SUV threw his door open, knocking the young bicyclist to the pavement. Her legs bleeding, she cried as she examined her bent-up bike. Later, we reflected on the accident. If only we had made her wait. If only the driver had looked before opening his door. Well, difficulties catch us up in a cycle of second-guessing ourselves. If only I had known my child was with teens who were drinking. If only we had found the cancer earlier." Cindy continues, "When unexpected trouble comes, we sometimes question the goodness of God. We may even feel the despair that Martha and Mary experienced when their brother died. Oh, if Jesus had only come when he first found out Lazarus was sick. Like Martha and Mary, we don't always understand why hard things happen to us. But we can rest in the knowledge that God is working out His purposes for a greater good. In every circumstance, we can trust the wisdom of our faithful and loving God."
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 11, verses 21 through 35. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. That's today's scripture reading from John chapter 11, verses 21 through 35.
Father, you've carried us through hard circumstances before. Thank you for teaching us to trust your heart of love, even when we don't understand what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.